Well, earlier we were reporting on a story that Israel violated Syrian airspace and territory. Let's talk more about this. I'm joined from Beirut by Hisham Jaber, Director for Centre for Middle East Studies. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Jaber, Israel's attack has prompted Iran, Russia and Hezbollah's condemnation. We know that an Arab nation's territory has been violated here by Israel. Why have other Arab states and other Arab governments remained silent on this?
Why? The question is very clear. The answer is very clear that Arab countries, especially in the Gulf countries, are involved in a war against Syria and with the rebels and the insurgents. And they believe that they don't have any role to play, don't expect from the Arab countries to declare any war, even to protest against Israel, since United States of America, which they believe they are allied to it, did not condemn this aggression against a sovereign state like Syria. This is the answer. But why it happened, why Israel did it, well, we can answer this question.
Indeed. And of course, how do you think Syria will respond to this violation?
I'm not sure that the Syrian government will reply. They are studying the situation now, and Syria has the capability to reply against Israel because Syria has a very strong, muscles. Has thousands of missiles that can reply. Syria can reply against Israel, but the question is, if Syria will reply and launch hundreds of missiles, it can harm Israel. But what it will be the position of Israel? Of course, Israel will reply. And at this time, I think it will be beginning of war. And I don't think Hezbollah will remain silent in Lebanon. And we will be talking about a regional war. Maybe Iran will be involved in it. And now, as we heard in the news, that Russia asked Syria not to reply, and also the Mrs. Ashton, the European community, also asked Syria to cool down and not to reply and not to make any to reply, not to start any war against Israel. And also we heard that United States of America sent a message to Syria through a third party telling the Syrian, we hope that Syrian regime will not reply. I think, personally, I don't think Syria will reply very soon, but Syria will not forget this aggression from Israel. That's the whole issue. We cannot decide about if it will reply or not. But also, if Israel will continue its aggression, I don't think so.
Indeed.
The timing of this aggression, came for political, domestic Israeli problem because Netanyahu, who did not win in the election like he was hoping to win, he is in order to have a new cabinet. He preferred to create a climate of war and to have an emergency cabinet.
All right. We'll have to leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Hisham Jaber, Director for Centre for Middle East Studies in Beirut. Thanks for your time there, sir.